At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. Hopefully you're having a great and joyous holiday season.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen. Dr. Jay Allen on Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
So this is it. This is the last episode before the new year. As I had said in some of the previous episodes, we will have an episode on the first. So today we're going to have a conversation related to drunk driving, related to New Year's Eve. Ringing the New Year's with friends and family is so much fun. Most people enjoy a drink to celebrate. However, we took a look at the New Year's driving statistics and found out that New Year's drunk driving is still a huge problem. Compared to an average night on the weekend, there are 71% more crashes with drug and alcohols as a contributing factor between December 31st at 6 p.m. and January 1st at 6 a.m. In just a 12-hour period, alcohol and drugs-related crashes go off the chart. There's an organization by the name of MADD, that's M-A-D-D, and that's Mother Against Drunk Drivers, notes that the overall number of drunk driving death is down by 50% since the 1980s. We still know that New Year's Eve and New Year's Day continues to be clouded by drunk driving accidents and deaths. New Year's driving statistics show that between 2008 and 2012, January 1st had the highest percentage of alcohol-related deaths when compared to other days and holidays. New Year's Day in 2013 alone, we found out that 140 individuals were killed in crashes that were related to alcohol. On most days, only 28 people in America die after being in a drunk driving crash. So it's easy to say that the number is much higher on New Year's Day. While individuals of all ages drink and drive, MADD statistics show that 21 to 24-year-olds are the most likely age group to be involved in drunk driving crashes. Although the New Year's driving statistics show that many fatalities occur in this holiday, it is possible to take some steps that will reduce the problem with New Year's drunk driving. Before heading out for your New Year's celebration, how about we recommend some of the following? How about you have a designated driver for your New Year's Eve, New Year's Day celebration? If possible, spend the night at a family or a friend's house. That way you can avoid the need of actually driving home. Be responsible and never allow someone who has been drinking heavily to get into the driver's seat of a vehicle. If you're hosting a New Year's Eve or New Year's Day party, be responsible. Help guests arrange transportation. I mean, there's so many different things out there now, like Uber and Lyft, Super Shuttle, things to that extent. The funny part is that a host could be responsible if someone leaves their home and kills or hurts someone in an alcohol-related collision. Individuals who've only had one drink of alcohol should not get behind the wheel of a vehicle, and it's important to never ride with someone else who has had even one or two drinks. If a friend or family member appears to be impaired, take their keys away to prevent the individual from getting behind the wheel of a car. It is better to call a friend or a family member for a ride, and in this case, even a transportation company, even if it's embarrassing, than to get behind the wheel of a vehicle and cause a serious accident. Individuals should call the police if they have seen an impaired driver out on the road. We think it is better to get the police involved than to let the individual get into a car crash. And those are just some highlight points in regards of what you can focus on during this New Year's Eve, New Year's Day party and scenario. Just wanted to have a conversation with you during our Safety FM Mini on what are some of the best practices for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Like always, I appreciate you listening to Safety FM. Hopefully you had a fantastic 2018. I'm hoping for a better and more prosperous 2019 for you. And as always, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.